Okay, we're holding on Pesachim Daf Tet Amid Top Tet Amid Aleph at the Mishnah. Matniti in Ein Choshin Shemagira Churda Mebayit Lebayit Makom Lemakom Dim Ken Mechatzur Chatzur Mir Leir and Davar. So we're not going to be concerned that a weasel dragged a chametz from one house to the other, from one place to another, because there's no end to that. We could assume, from this courtyard to that courtyard, from this town to that town. There'd be no end for the amount of places we'd have to be concerned that there would be chametz and they don't generally bring. Gemara, Tama de lo chazena de shakila chazena shaka chashinan ubay bdika. The only reason that we're not concerned is because we didn't see a weasel dragging the food. But if we did, then obviously we'd have to do bdika. Va'amai, nema chalte, milotnan medor de goyim tmeim, v'chamashi ishem, medor via medor tzarech bdika, arbaim yom. So, why would we be concerned just because we saw a weasel dragging food? We should just assume that the weasel ate the food. Because didn't we teach that the residence of a non-Jewish home is going to be tamei? Why? Because of the non-Jewish practice, if a woman didn't bring her child to full term, if she had a stillbirth, they would bury the stillbirth out in the yard, and that would be tamei. So we have to regard their homes as tamei. So how long do they have to live there in order for it to be considered tamei? 40 days. Because if before 40 days, a stillborn is not considered a child enough to be mibitame. Vaf pisha ein lo isha. V'chol makom shechul da v'chazi yecholin laloch ein tzerich b'diga. Right. So even if the person has no wife, we still have to be concerned that the place is going to be tame. However, if there's a weasel or a pig there, then they're walking around there, then we can assume that it's not tamei, because we assume that they took away the whatever was buried there. Amar vizera lokashi hav basara b'lechem. Right, it's not a difficulty. Where we assume the weasel or the pig took it away is when it's talking about flesh. But in our case, we need a bedika chametz, we're talking about bread. Bibasar lo mishara b'lechem mishara. Right, because when it comes to flesh, they don't leave anything behind. When it comes to bread, they're going to leave something behind. Amar avahai mai. So Rav says, what kind of comparison is this? Bishlam ha'atam emor hava, emor lo hava. Right? So there, by the case of the stillborn, where we're not concerned, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. Meaning the whole thing is we suspect. We know that if they do have a stillborn, then they would have done this. But we don't know they have a stillborn. And even if you want to say, it's a doubt. Even if you want to say, there was a stillborn there. Okay, so then maybe the weasel ate it. But in our case, we know that he brought chametz there, right? So that's a definite case. It's not a suffik case. So now you're saying maybe he ate it, and you're assuming that the suffik is going to help you with this vadai. Suffik, maybe he ate it, maybe he didn't eat it, right? But we know it's there, as opposed to the case that you're comparing it to. We don't even know it's there, and that's why it was a problem. But you can't have a suffix situation come and solve a definite problem for you. Wait, a suffix solution can't fix a vada problem. Right, that if a shomer halacha Jew dies and he leaves a storage facility full of fruit, right? Even if they were picked that day, we assume that proper trumot and maaser were taken from it. But that's a case where definitely the fruit require, definitely the fruit require maaser, right? At one point in time, they were not. Proper, they had to be fixed through Trumot and Maisrot, and you have a suffix, maybe the Maisrot were taken. And we say that they're fine. That's a suffix, they were taken Trumot and Maisrot on, fixing a Vadai problem. Hatam Vadai Vadai, no, this is a Vadai solution, fixing a Vadai problem. The Vadai Maisrot, the Rabbi Chanina Chaza, Adam Rabbi Chanina Chaza, Chazak al Chavashe, and Motzi Mitachal Yad, Avar Shein Amadukan. Right, because we have a Chazaka that a Chaver, Shomer Torah Alach, a Jew, does not leave over fruit they don't have the proper Trumot and Maaser taken from them. So we assume that to be the case as if it's a Vadai, in which case, yes, they definitely require Trumot and Maaser, but he definitely took them. Vibayit Eim alternatively could say Safek V'Safek, who really, it's not a Vadai against a Vadai, it's not a definite solution fixing a definite problem, really it's a doubtful solution fixing a doubtful problem. Dilma Meikara Eimor Nilo Tvilei Karabi Oshaya, right? Because maybe the fruit never required were never tevel in the first place. Maybe they never acquired meiser in the first place. You can do the following trick, which is to bring all the food, all the crops into your home, while still in the shaft, and you give it to your animals to eat, right? And you don't need to take miser on fruit that's still in the shaft, right? Only once you remove it from the shaft, you have to take miser on it, right? So it could be that this that he brought the food in, and it never required miser in the first place. Do we not have it? Can we not prove from another place that you can have a doubtful solution fix a definite problem? That we have there was this instance of a maidservant who deposited a stillborn into a pit. And a certain Kohen went to go see if it was male or female, right? And so he looked over the pit, in which case he should be tamei. Right? And he came before the Chachamim, and they said he was Tahor, because there are a lot of weasels or Bad Lassim in the area, and so we assume that they probably took them away. Right? But wait a second, we know for a fact that she put the stillborn in, right? But whether or not a weasel, you know, took it out in the meantime, that's a suffix. So clearly this suffix solution fixes the Vada problem. Right? No, don't say that she definitely deposited a stillbirth. She deposited something, some flesh mass that we don't know. Maybe it was a proper stillborn, and maybe it wasn't even considered a stillborn. So it was a suffix and a suffix. V'hali yedeim zachar mekevahi katani. Boy, didn't we teach that you wanted to check if this stillborn was a male or a female, right? So clearly we're talking about a proper stillborn. Hachikamar leida iruach ipila im nefel ipila. No, he wants to see what was deposited was a proper stillborn or not a proper stillborn. And you want to say that really it was, and if you find out that really it was a stillborn, leida im zachar mekevahi, then he would check whether it was male or female. But the fact that the fact that it was a stillborn in the first place is subject to it, is a doubt in and of itself. By name, alternatively, could say as follows: Hatam devadei vadehu. Right, there is actually a definite and definite. Kivan dechud bardas matzuyin cham vadei guru ba'ishata. Right, so we should treat the fact that the weasel took this flesh away as a definite. It definitely happened. Idishira mishayre migar mihad vadei guru ba'ishata. Right. Alternatively, even though we don't know if it was definitely a stillborn, we know that it was definitely. Even though we don't know that it ate it at that point, we can say that it definitely at least dragged it away from there. Right? Are we not concerned, even if we don't see a weasel coming in and taking the chametz, right? Are we not concerned that maybe it happened anyway? But didn't we teach that after you do the bedika chametz, you have to hide away the rest of your chametz, so you don't have to you don't find yourself in a situation where you have to do another bedika chametz, right? So clearly we are concerned that maybe the weasel came, if we didn't hide it away, and we didn't see a weasel come, we'd still be concerned that the weasel came and dragged away the chametz. And you have to do another bedika. Amar Rabbi, lo kasha. It's not sounds difficult. The habe arba asar, habe shlosha asar. Right? One's talking about the 14th night, one's talking about the 13th. Right, so where there's bread, you know, commonly found in all houses, you don't have to hide it away. Right, however, when there's no bread lying around on the 14th night, right, that's when you have to hide it, because if there's no bread readily available, we're concerned that the weasel is going to come looking for bread. What is this weasel a navi? It's obviously a joke in the Gemara, because Chulda is the name of one of the seven prophetess women in Tanakh. So Chulda Neviyahi is just kind of a joke. But are we saying that this weasel is a prophet? The other Ha'id and Abarsev, it knows that it's the 14th night and it needs to start taking food for storage. V'lo'afei adla urta, v'shayim b'matra, and that fresh bread is not going to be baked on this evening. Ela amarava mash b'shayim yenicheo b'tzina. Rather, reconcile it in the following way, right? That why do you have to hide it away? Because maybe a weasel is going to come in front of you and take it away. Right? We're still concerned, meaning we are concerned, it requires another bedika if the weasel comes and you see it, right? So maybe let's be concerned that it's going to come in front of you and you're going to see it, right? And then you're going to have to do another bedika. Tanaka de Rava, so Breita was taught in accordance with Rava Shita, wrote to lechol chametz achar bedika ketzad yaseh. So if someone wants to eat chametz after the bedika, how should they go about this? Mashe, mishay, yenichenu betzina. Whatever he leaves over, you just hide away. Right? So you should hide the rest of the, you should leave some chametz over, but hide the rest of it. That way a chulda won't come out in front of us and take it, right? So clearly the concern for the weasel coming out that would require another bedikah is if it happened in front of us. We don't have to assume if it didn't happen in front of us that it happened. Rav Mari Amar Gezeira Shem Yaniach Eser V'Yim Tzatesha. Now, the reason that you, a different potential resolution for the contradictory breakas is as follows. The reason you have to hide the chametz away for later, you have to hide it away, is out of a concern that maybe when you maybe you're going to hide 10 pieces of chametz for the bedikah and only find 9 of them, and then you're going to have a missing piece of chametz, and then you're going to have to do a new bedikah, right? Teisha tziborin shel matzah ve'chad shel chametz ve'ata achbar v'shakal. You had nine piles of matzah and one pile of chametz, and then a rat came and took something. V'lo dinani matzah shakel chametz shakel hanuteisha chanuyo. Right, but you don't know if it took from the chametz to the matzah. That's tantamount to the case of the nine stores. Perish ve'ata achbar v'shakal hanuseifa. Right. However, if one piece of the 10 piles became separated from its pile, and then a rat came, that is tantamount to the seifa of the case of the stores. Okay, what's the case of the stores? It's not. You have ten stores. Nine of them sell kosher meat, and one of them sells non-kosher meat. Right? You took it from one of the stores. You don't know which store you took it from. Right? So you have a doubtful case of this meat, and we consider it to be usher. Right, because the way we look at it is like 50-50, right? You have no idea which one you took. You have two options, kosher or non-kosher, and so we treat it as non-kosher, right? Because it's like a 50-50 case, and we do suffik deraita l'chomer v'nimtza acharov. However, if you find a piece of meat that is separate from all the stores, you just find a random piece of meat outside of a store, that's when you follow the majority and say, well, there are 9 kosher and 1 non-kosher, so we can assume that it's going to be kosher, right? And that's the, so we apply that same reasoning when it comes to if a rat takes from 2 piles, we don't know which pile it took from. However, if a rat, if something was separated from the pile and then the rat took that, we say, called the parish merubah kaparish, must have been for the majority. So if the majority is matzah, we can rely that it's matzah and not chametz. Shnitzri borin echad shal matzah v'echad shal chametz. 2 piles, 1 matzah, 1 chametz, lifneim shnei batim. And there are 2 houses in front of them, achad badok v'echad bat sheinu badok. One had already checked for chametz, one hadn't checked for chametz. V'atu shnei achbarin, echad shakal matzah v'echad shakal chametz, v'lidin in hai lahai ayil, v'hai lahai ayil, hanish de kupo. Right? And then you had 2 rats come out and they each took, one took from one pile, one from the other pile, and they went into the homes. We don't know which one. We don't know if the rat that took from the chametz pile went to the house that already checked, or if the rat that took from the chametz pile went into the house that had not already checked. That's the case of 2 baskets. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah shtei kupot. If you had 2 baskets, echad shel chulin, echad shel truma. One has chulin and one has trumas. One has food you're allowed to eat, and one has food you're not allowed to eat. Lefneim shnei sein. Right, and then you have 2. Loaves before them, echad shel chulin ve'echad shel truma, and one of them was, two measurements of food. One of them of chulin and one of them of truma. Also, one of them you can eat, one of them you can't eat. Nafal elu toch elu mutarin. Shani omer chulin toch chulin naflu, truma toch truma nafla. Right. So each one, like one of them, fell into one of the baskets. The other one fell into the other baskets. We can assume that the truma fell into the truma basket and the chulin fell into the chulin basket. Right. Okay, well, you're talking about that, the case where we said that let's assume the truma went with the truma and the chametz went with the chametz, that is, and the chulin went with chulin. That's a case of truma derabanan, where the requirement is only derabanan, and that's why we say stuff like derabanan in that case, lakula. But chametz is a deraita problem. How are you relying on such a svara? Atu b'dika chametz deraita or derabanan? What, you think the checking for chametz is deraita? Checking for chametz is also derabanan. Right? On a deraita level, you can just nullify the chametz and you have no more problem. So the whole institution of b'dika chametz